with the opponent's end zone at your back. So now third down and nine, a team that doesn't traditionally throw the football. And in this situation, this close to the end zone, you fully got to expect them to run, hope to break something free. And if they don't, they will be happy to punt it away and give their defense another shot. But check this out, Clark. How about three wide, two to the left, one to the right, shotgun formation?
I don't know who this is. It's a two wide to the left, and they're going to keep it right up the middle. Casey Sweeney keeps it for himself across the 15-yard. No, they're going to call him just short of the 15-yard line there. And it's going to be a gain of four on the play. Fourth down, and four to go for Ubley deep in their own territory.
Well, when you have two athletic players in the backfield like Ubley does, you can spread out a defense and run the read option, and that's exactly what they did. Casey Sweeney and Ethan Lemke in the backfield, and they basically come right next to each other when the ball is snapped, and whoever's Lemke runs right and Sweeney runs left, and whoever sees the better opening basically grabs the ball from the other player and takes it. That time it was Sweeney, and he found a couple yards, but bring on the punting unit.
And Sweeney punts this one away, and this is a decent punt. Takes a Bearcat bounce at the 40-yard line and rolls dead at their own 47-yard line, which is where USA will start their second drive on offense with just 55 seconds left in the first quarter.
Wow, good series there for the Patriot defense. But just like the series before, the bad pitch for the Patriot offense stalled their drive. The penalty, the false start on the Bearcats, cost them their drive. So a good job by the Patriot defense forcing that punt, and now they get great field position starting just inside of midfield, about the 47 of the Ubley Bearcats, just 55 seconds left in the first quarter.
8-0, Ubley leads USA. USA was able to move the ball quite well in that first drive until he got down to the red zone when Ubley shut him down, could not convert on a fourth down pass. T formation, Zimmer is under center at the Ubley 47-yard line, 55 seconds left in this first quarter. Handoff right up the middle, and they have a little room to run across the 45. Chase Suber with the carry out to the 40-yard line for a 7-yard gain. And the bottom of the pile will be Nathan Partika, defensive tackle. Tackle on both sides of the ball, in fact. Second down, 3 yards to go.
And Suber able to get through that defensive line untouched. Partika able to get off his block and reach down and trip the running back up, but not until Suber is able to fall ahead for 7 yards.
Second down, 3 to go at the Ubley 40-yard line. USA with 20 seconds left in the first quarter. A little bit of a delayed handoff.
That
no one really
on
knew
ground.
It was. It potentially could be fumbled. No word yet from the officials. So they try and sort this one out with 12 seconds left in this first quarter. 8-0, Ubley leads, and they're going to call it third down. So no gain on the play. As you can tell, as soon as Landon Zimmer thought he handed it off, it didn't go anywhere. He was looking at it where it went, and all of a sudden, everyone's falling to the floor.
Right, Chase Suber was the intended running back to take that handoff quickly through the right side. Unfortunately, the ball got in between him and fell right to the ground. Suber able to locate it and dive on it.
And with that, we have reached the end of the first quarter with the Ubley Bearcats leading 8-0 to score on their first drive of the night right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Rochelle Thompson, and Dwight Gasho right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and Mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit mooreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network presentation of high school football from USA as the Ubley Bearcats with a lead, leading 8-0. The USA Patriots on offense facing a third down and three from the Ubley 40-yard line. T formation for Landon Zimmer, three-man backfield. Connor Gettle to his left, and we have whistles as flags fly, and this is going to be a false start against USA.
Yeah, Coach Hahn upset with that, upset with his team. A false start penalty will kill you. A wing T team getting it to third and three, third and two. That's your goal. 3 yards in a cloud of dust. They do that. They get to a situation where they can maybe put some points on the board, and you give five back to a very traditionally tough defense of the Ubley Bearcats. Just can't do it. Now it's third and eight, and you have to dig deep in your playbook. But in this position of the field this early in the season, Clark, I still think it's four down territory for USA. So if that's the case, you don't need all eight on this play, but five or six would be ideal.
T formation on a third and eight, and a quick pass, and it is nearly brought in, but it's dropped by Jeremiah Hahn, as he had enough of a for a first down had he caught that. But there was William Spicer to little contact, and Hahn could not bring it in, and now a fourth down and eight from the Ubley 45-yard line.
I'd like to see a replay, Clark, but it looked like that ball was deflected at the line. It was just knocked offline enough where the ball was behind the intended receiver by that back pocket, and it fell to the ground harmlessly for the Bearcats. Now fourth down and eight. You go for it all on third down. Now fourth and eight. Is this a position where you're comfortable giving the Bearcats the football, or do you try to pin them deep? They're going for it. They certainly look like they're going for it.
Once you're across that middle line, I suppose that all's fair. And this one does not go well as Landon Zimmer keeps it for himself around the right end. He gets about a yard. And Carson Holeski in number 68, Austin Peruski with that tackle to stop USA in their tracks after a one-yard gain. And that results in a turnover of downs at the Ubley 44-yard line.
As a matter of fact, punting it away was like gaining field position for the Bearcats. Start their drive now at their own 44. Good series there by the Bearcats, helped out by a false start penalty on USA. USA not going to be able to continue to do that. We'll see how series three goes for the Bearcat offense.
Same formation. Sweeney is under center. Handoff right up the middle. That would be, I do believe, to Lemke. Across midfield out to the 49-yard line. No, that's actually
that's
number 12.
Spicer.
Yeah, William Spicer, the fullback with that carry. Out for a 6-yard gain. Second down, four to go right at midfield. 11:34 left in the second quarter. Spicer with that 6-yard carry. 8-0 Ubley.
There was a Patriot in the backfield quickly, and as soon as Spicer got the football, he had to juke to his right, and that Bearcat or a Patriot defender went right on by, and Spicer was able to plow ahead for 8 yards. Excuse me, 6 yards on the play.
6 yards for Spicer on that one, yes. And this one's a handoff. This one's to Shane Ozentowski, the halfback. He gets out. Forward progress has him right near that first down marker at the 46-yard line of USA territory. No word yet whether he got it or not. We're going to say it's a 4-yard gain for Ozentowski regardless. And they're calling it third down. Here we go. Third down and very short for the Ubley Bearcats.
Yeah, Jeremiah Hahn first on the scene for that Patriot defense. Shane Ozentowski, a clear helmet, taller than everybody else. So he runs the football. He runs with authority and hard. And he was able to get right to that first down marker. And I think if I walked a little to my left, Clark, I'd be able to tell if that ball is actually short or not. It is very close.
It is very close indeed. Less than maybe a foot even. Third down. Very short. 10.5 to play in the first half. 8-0 Ubley leads with the ball inside USA territory. Casey Sweeney is going to keep it for himself, and he's brought down in the backfield. Nice tackle for a loss by Cody Pulaski coming off that defensive line. And it's going to be a loss of a yard on the play. Brings up now fourth down, 2 yards to go for the Ubley Bearcats.
And very surprised there. You only need a half a yard, maybe an inch, and you try to bounce it to the outside. Very uncharacteristic for the Bearcats. Surprised you don't try to dive straight ahead. I'd be even more surprised if they punted away here and not pounded ahead and try to get that first down. Trust their offensive line to create a hole.
Working off that right hash, right to left across your radio. Sweeney is under center. It's a handoff to Lemke. Lemke has the first down across the 45, down to the 44-yard line. They needed 2 yards. They got about four of them. And he's finally brought down by number five, Jeremiah Hahn, the linebacker, outside linebacker for USA. First down in 10 from the USA 44-yard line.
I'm not surprised they corrected their sins quickly, Clark. Go right back to that power football. Running backs, including Sweeney, all four of them have touched the ball and ran the ball in this series.
Another handoff for Lemke. Spins out of a first tackle. He's inside the 20, down to the 10, to the 5, and
he's
Ethan
gone.
Lemke's in for his second score of the night. This time from 44 yards out, Ethan Lemke in